Hey everyone, and welcome back to the National Youth Official Podcast, Problems of a Teenager. My name is Keon Williams, I'm your host for today. Make sure you stay tuned all the way to the end for more follow-ups and updates on the Problems of a Teenager podcast. Today, we bring out our official youth panel to talk about PTSD, youth suicide issues, youth mental health issues, teenage prostitution, teenage pregnancy, and more. Thanks for watching Problems of a Teenager podcast today, and see you all soon. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Problems of a Teenager podcast. Your host here, Keon Williams, and we're back. I hope y'all enjoyed your break, because I know I did. I hope you enjoyed your ad. Make sure if you are listening, just tune in to Problems of a Teenager podcast on Instagram with no spaces, uppercase letters, to actually see our panelists today, because they all have to record videos. It's basically, you say that on the podcast, but you know, it's all right. They love it. Don't y'all love it?
Yes, see? Totally.
Yep, see, totally. Now, if you didn't know, panelists and listeners and viewers, this is all female, except for me, all female panelists. So it's time that we get into some of the female issues here, like teenage prostitution and teenage pregnancy. Y'all ready for that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's get into it.
So do anyone here today have any close related family members that has been pregnant, and let's say by the age of, I want to say 13 or 12, that's in between that, 13 or 12? 13, 12, 14, 15, 16.
My great, 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 great.
My grandma was 14 when she was pregnant. The closest people to me was my sister. She was 16. She was a 16. 16 pregnant, yes.
Okay. So let's talk about that for a moment. Mm-hmm. So how old were you when you first found out?
Man, I was young. I was probably like 8. So it was like, I was kind of like oblivious to it, like, oh, she's pregnant, but it's like, okay, like, that's how we're all here type of situation. But I soon realized that it was a bad thing, mm-hmm. in a sense. And in a lot of, I'm black, so in that aspect of our culture, or like who we are, it's very frowned upon to be pregnant at basically any age, unless you're like 25 or 30, like it's very, or married. And pregnancy is not something that black people are happy about. It's mm-hmm. always a responsibility, and you lose a piece of yourself, and it's never anything to look at with grace, because this is a huge opportunity. It's what God allowed you to do, and that's what we're literally here for on earth, if you really think about it on a literal aspect. But the function of the household was broken once that happened, and not just broken because of her pregnancy. My mom and her weren't getting along. My dad and her wasn't getting along. She was a loner. She was all by herself, and that made me scared. And it didn't make me look at it like, oh, well, that was just a mistake. It made me look at it like, I'm never doing that. I don't want to get pregnant. I don't want to do none of that, because if my family's going to turn on me, the person I probably slept with is not going to be here either, or my friends are going to look at me like, girl, you just out here. It's not nice. It's not a good position to put yourself in. And even if when you're in it, stand true in that. Stand firm in that decision that you made, and don't regret it, don't feel bad about it, and don't hate yourself for it, because that's other people projecting themselves on you. When your mother is mad at you because you had a baby, it's because she's mad that she had you at that age too. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you never look at people and how they come to you and receive that as in that's who you are. A lot of situations of teen pregnancy, teen prostitution comes from people projecting themselves on you. So it's never just really just you. It's a lot of projection, and you take on that projection, and then that is your character. That is your personality, because you tend to listen to that person who just told you who they were but made it seem like it was you. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I hope that made sense.
You did. I mean, I'm listening, and I'm a boy, and I understand. So the females in my podcast listening, I know they should too. Yeah. So do you feel like, you know, it's a recurring thing in family genes, teenage pregnancy? Because as you said, you know, when a mother looks at their daughter and realize, well, that's something I did too, and that's why they're so mad about it. Do you think that's a recurring thing in the genes? Do you think that's a recurring thing in the family? That, you know, since my mom did it, it's most likely going to happen to me, or, you know?
It doesn't have to be like that, though. I feel like we fall into the trap that it's, I'm going to end up like my mom. I'm going to be like this. Mm-hmm. Or the mom is, like, so angry and frustrated, not just at the daughter, but at herself. Mm-hmm. I allowed this to happen. I didn't do something to guide my daughter in a different direction. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like an internal situation. In Black families, in Black households, or in any family, any households, a lot of conversations are not being made. And
right.
I didn't even learn about sexual education in school, nor did I really learn it at home. Thank God I have multiple sisters in front of me to teach me about womanhood and what to do and what not to do. But a lot of the situations that happen for teenage pregnancy and teenage prostitution is because no conversations are being made. And the reason why it's not being made is because our parents are also children. And we have to understand that children are having children. That's it. And they don't know what they're doing. We don't know what we're doing. So we need to just all speak to one another with grace and with gratitude, because we're still learning from one another, and you're bringing a life into the world, a life that could go through suicide, a life that could go through depression, a life that can go through being a millionaire, being this, being that. You have to guide your children in a very comforting manner, because we don't know much at all. So for you to have children, you need to know what it takes, and you need to know yourself. But a lot of the situations with teen pregnancy and prostitution comes from the lack of talking, especially mother to daughter. A lot of mothers are jealous of their daughters, or a lot of mothers don't like their daughters, or a lot of mothers live through their daughters. So it's just like, it's this conversation is way deeper than this, but it's so many levels. It's like an onion when you think about teen pregnancy and teen prostitution.
Okay.
It's multiple layers.
Yeah. Yes. I like the way you put it, children are having children, because you can't give on information that you don't have. If you had a teen pregnancy and your child grows up, then there's no way to really, I mean, you can, but it's very difficult to give them information that's going to prevent that from happening in their own life when it happened in yours and you didn't have that information either. I don't think it's genetic at all. I feel like it's entirely based on the way that the person is being raised or what's going on in their life at the time. Because people will act out sexually when things are happening to them, and sometimes that isn't safe. Because during times in the mental hospital, I have met people whom, rather than taking their own life, would act out sexually without protection. So there are a lot of factors that go on, and I don't think any of them are genuinely genetic.
Yeah, and while we're also taking a short break right here, let's thank our panelists right here today. And thank Ms. Turner for all the coughing that she's wearing. That's what y'all wearing in the background. That's what it is. But, okay, that's all understandable. Okay, these, like I said, are some really strong topics for me today to hear from different perspectives, especially female perspective, from different ages and from different races and just from different variations in general, from people who have completely different mindsets. So again, thank you all for coming here today. But let's hop on a track of teenage prostitution. I know we're going to have some mixed emotions about it, and that's why I brought you all here today. You know, okay, here we go. So, we do know, okay, I'm sorry, I don't even know how to answer this right now. We do know that there are prostitutes in the U.S., okay, in a heavy amount. You know, we all know it's illegal. And we know that some or most prostitutes have children, correct? So, do you feel like
a mother being a prostitute or having that child around that type of environment can influence the way a child grows up and just basically influence the future of that child and just in total the environment. How do we feel about that?
I mean, I feel like that certainly is going to play a role. But I also have to question, like, what made this mother decide to put her child in that environment? Like, was it a necessity? Was there nowhere else for the child to go? Or was it just, I'm going to bring my kid to work today? You know, it really makes me question some things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, some mothers don't have many choices. There's a lot of different ways this can go about. It starts from when you're grown up as a baby, okay? That can determine how you live for the rest of your life. The type of environment you grow in, the type of mentors that you have in your life, basically your surroundings and all. Because an environment can change the way a child behaves in the future. And that's why we have to think about mental health, not from your age now, but as soon as you grow up. What can affect your mental health? What do we have to talk about to discuss the problems of mental disabilities and mental illnesses? That's why, again, this podcast is here today. There's never a certain age, you know, that mental illnesses stop. No, it continues and it grows over time if there's not taken care of the correct and the appropriate way. Mm-hmm. Now, can we get some responses? Any responses at all? It's okay. Take your time. Think.
I'm sorry. I keep on talking.
But it's all right. Treasure the moment. Yeah, go ahead. That's what we're here for.
Definitely that environment is like ultra detrimental for a child and for that mother. Normally, that mother has some form of addiction. This is not a job that anybody is truly willy-nilly to do. More than likely, it will go off to more so stripping rather than prostitution. There's a difference.
It is.
So when you think about prostitution, you're thinking about quick ways to get money, not for sex, but for drugs or for a needing of a man's attention or just anything. It could be literally anything. But most of the time, prostitution comes from set. Like, well, I need this. This is what I have. I know guys will want it. So I'm going to give it to get $10 or to get this or so I can buy this drug or I can do this or I can do that. You see what I'm saying? And when your child grows up in that environment, you as the mother are not mentally stable because you are probably on drugs that he gave you or you're doing anything that he tells you to do to get this money, and now your child is somewhere you don't even know where she's at. So she could be tampered with, she can be introduced to drugs, she can be kidnapped, she can do it. Anything that you can think about can happen to her at that moment. So yes, environment is extremely important, and no bring your child to work day with prostitution. No. So it's like, I feel like that's like the true like key to it. And some people are in it from when they were a baby because their mom is like, you got this too, we finna make this money. You see what I'm saying? And if I watch a lot of YouTube videos on like in LA, they would get like prostitutes and speak to them. And 9 times out of 10, their situation is due to drugs or due to abuse at home that led them there.
Right,
or due to me meeting a guy and he laced me and now I'm stuck here. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of it does have to do with form of addiction. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right. So like I said, y'all know I don't want to hop on too many different topics at one time, but we do have to hurry up and cover as much as we can. What I like to do on episodes is bring up past and future episodes on problems of a teenager. So, has anyone ever listened to the podcast before joining before?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember Angel?
Yes.
The one I had before? So let me give y'all a little background about Angel for a second. Angel was 16 years old when she came into my podcast. She was sexually assaulted by her stepfather. Now, on the podcast, we discussed a lot of things that had transpired during that time. And one of those things was her developing love for her stepfather. And not love, but, you know, love. Lush, you know? So let's hop on that track for a second, okay? So, okay, this can be a little, this can be a little difficult right here. So, I don't even know how to really come into this, because that's
a hard topic.
That is a hard topic. That is a hard topic. Sexual assault, especially without Angel here. I don't really just, you know, discuss anything
that
heavy.
She had
exactly. But I will say that she was in love with her stepfather, as she said on the podcast. Do you feel like? Okay, so they have this thing to where when you get rape victims fall in love with their rapists. I'm not sure specifically what that term is called. Is it like Stockholm syndrome?
I think that's when you fall in love with your kidnapper.
Kidnappers. Okay.
I don't think there's really a term for that. I'm not sure there's a term for it. But I can definitely see like as to why it happens. I have no experience with this whatsoever, but I can see from the standpoint of like being abused, of even if it's just a longing for said attention, I can see how that would happen, you know, because even if it's negative attention, it's still attention, and
it's
you
an
can
attention
want
that you didn't really get before.
Yeah.
Okay, that's understandable. Like I said, again, we're gonna hop on a lot of different topics here. So the last thing that we will be talking about today is PTSD. Well, one of the last things that we're gonna be talking about. Now, if y'all don't know what PTSD is, I've talked about it in multiple different episodes, but it's post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, PTSD can come from a lot of different things. From car accidents, from people in the military, just from gun violence, from basically anything that can happen. And even your time at the mental hospital, that considers and that contributes to PTSD. It can be someone simply bullying you in middle school that can cause trauma to where that it just removes you from that environment to where you socially isolate yourself because of those traumas. So one of the most important things that we're going to be talking about tonight, and it just really is PTSD. So let's talk about it for a second. PTSD. Okay. Anyone just want to share any stories?
Well, before I was diagnosed with PTSD, we didn't really know what was going on because at first it just got really hard for me to sleep because I would constantly have the nightmares of the person who had wronged me, and I couldn't stop them. I didn't know how to stop them, so I ended up just trying to avoid sleep at all costs, and my grades started slipping. Everything was falling apart. And eventually we went and talked to my therapist, and she said, well, I think you might have PTSD. A way to cope with that, since it happens in your sleep, you could try music. And I was like, okay, I'll talk to my mom about that. So that night I put on some music before I went to bed, and I didn't have a single nightmare, and I was able to sleep through the night, and it was the first time I had slept through the night and slept at all. Well, because I'd gotten a few hours of sleep in that week. It was the first time I had slept through the night, and I woke up feeling amazing because I wasn't haunted by that memory. I finally was able to just relax.
Okay. any other stories that we want to share? This is, again, an open space, and the most important things that we talk about here will matter now, and not only for us in this room, but for people in 18 different countries, people with family and friends and just issues at all. Any other stories that we should share today? I mean, I know, like I said, this is an open space. Right.
I would love to share on some of these topics, because I know that, like, sharing experiences can help other people who are going through something similar, or people who are may wind up going through something similar. But I can't really talk from a place that I haven't experienced.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why. You know, same. Just any issues and all. So let's talk about bullying for a second.
Jeez. Oh,
because I think that we all have reached a point in our lives to where that we have been bullied. You know, there's probably a person in this room who hasn't been bullied, because people are different. People are unique. And when ununique people say, people who are different from us, when they see those differences, they tend to take advantage of those and spot them out and pick on the weakest links. And see, once that happened, things like that, those factors can lead up to depression and anxiety and PTSD and all of that. When you think about it, that can all lead to suicide.
It's all connected.
It's all connected. Mental health is a big web. Everything comes together at the end of the day. Anything that you talk about, depression, anxiety, PTSD, sexual assault, all of it is connected. So let's talk about some bullying experiences for it. Just, we're going to share one more story today, and then we're going to go ahead and call out a day, because, like I said, this is a very difficult episode to just basically talk about. But Jada has been quiet with us the whole time, so we're definitely going to let her go ahead and share for today, and then that will be the last thing, and then we're going to go ahead and end this episode.
Okay, I'm finally talking. So... my personal experience on bullying, I feel like it changes you as a person in order to be, like, more defensive, because I found it now that I don't hold anything back. If I feel like somebody's trying to be funny, I snap. But when I was younger, when I was at private school, I first came there, I was one of the few black kids that were there, and they used to make fun of my lunches, because I remember my grandma, she would put a hot dog in aluminum foil, and she would put ketchup on it, and I used to open them. They like, what are you eating? And it was like a big thing, like, they would leave me in the slide, and I would just be there by myself, and nobody would talk to me. Like, I would literally get off the slide, and I had to chase them in order to talk to me. But I felt like bullying has made me, like, a different person in some what aspect. Mm-hmm. It made me be more vocal. I feel like if I hadn't been bullied, I probably wouldn't be the person that I am today.
Right.
Yeah. And I feel like it changes you as a person, because it's like, now, not saying that I'm, don't let anything slide, but I don't let anything slide. Even if I do see other people, I'd be right. Like, you trying to be funny with him? Why are you doing that?
Exactly. That can change a lot.
And I find it interesting, because, like, depending on how young it starts, you have no clue whatsoever is going on, because, you know, nobody's showing third graders PSAs of bullying. You don't know. Huh, there's something wrong with this. Oh, I thought they just, you know, maybe they're talking to some other people. Yeah, it's interesting, because that slow realization as it hits that something is wrong here, maybe something's wrong with me, it's a horrible, slow decline that you can barely even notice is going on.
And I do think that's something that should start in the house. Parents should start talking to their children about bullying at a young age, because if not, that's going to continue to happen. It's never going to stop. No matter how old you get, no matter how young you are, bullying is very serious, because that can mess with you emotionally and physically, and just basically anything that can trigger your mental health emotions. So before I end today, I am going to say this. There was a time where I was bullied in middle school. There was a time where I was walking home and I literally got jumped because of the differences that I had and the unique person that I was. And that changed me so much in high school to where that I won't let a single thing slide. Like Jada said, I won't let a single thing slide. There won't be a person in the world who can say anything about Keon Williams because Keon Williams knows who he is. Yeah. And I feel like when you get bullied, that can make you rethink your entire personality, the person that you are, the person you were raised to be. That can trigger you. And I feel like that's very important to know. When entering any school, when teaching your kids how to approach this and how to handle bullies, some parents say fight back, some parents say tell the teacher. There isn't always a teacher there. There isn't always someone watching every student's move to decide, like, hey, you're not supposed to do this. There's no mediator in between because right. When you're young, what are you supposed to say? You know, like Venus said, you don't know that's good or bad. You just know that it's happening and that other kid is feeling sad about it. So what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to say? There's different ways that I think that we should handle bullying that has not been done in these past generations because it continuously to happen. If you stop it at an early age for the next generation, when you come up and when you grow up, it can stop. It can decline. But I feel like until parents realize that and until bullies realize that, nothing's going to change because there's still pages about bullying. When you get on the page, you can scroll on Instagram, bam, you're talking about somebody online. You're talking trash. You're doing this. You're doing that, which is cyberbullying. There's different types of bullying that can really cause, like, depression, anxiety, and suicide. Now, we don't have much time, so I'm going to end the episode for today. So sadly, everyone, that's all we have for today. I haven't really said that in a while. I haven't made an episode in a year. But make sure that you don't forget to listen to all of our podcasts on streaming services. We have literally almost every streaming service but YouTube. But don't worry, I'm working with that. Forget YouTube. Forget YouTube, including iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Spotify, Audible, Anchor Podcasts, Google Podcasts, really everything. All right. Also, don't forget to follow us on social media at Problems of a Teenager Podcast with no spaces for more daily updates and topics such as daily quotes. I thank my panelists today. Let's give it a round of applause because I really do. I appreciate it. I appreciate everyone that has been visiting us today because we talked about a lot of strong things and people have been requesting this episode. And I know this is a long episode, y'all, so y'all better be happy for it because I might not make another one in 2 months. But thank you all for tuning in today, Papa's with Teenager Podcast episode. Don't forget to tune in every week for new episodes and inspirational quotes like this. There is hope, even when your brain tells you that it isn't. By Sean Cream. I'm gonna say that again. And we can all say it together one more time at the end. There is hope, even when your brain tells you it isn't. We're gonna say it all together. One, two, three. There is hope, even when your brain tells you it isn't.
John Green.
Thank you all. That's Keon Williams. Thank you all, panelists. Thank you, Allison. Thank you, Venus. Thank you, Jaden. Thank you to our special guest that was here today.
Kalila.
Thank you all again. POATP signing out. Thank you. Hey everyone, Keon Williams here from the Spotify original Youth Mental Health Podcast, Problems of a Teenager. I would like to thank all of you for listening today for Season 2, Episode 2, Part 2 of Problems of a Teenager Podcast with my youth panel. Again, my name is Keon Williams. Make sure that you go on any of our social media platforms at Problems of a Teenager Podcast with no spaces or uppercase letters for more information. If you do feel like that you want to ask any questions or join our youth mental health podcast panel, then make sure you contact me at any time during our social media pages or at Gmail at problemsofateenagerpodcast@gmail.com with no uppercase letters or no spaces. Hope you all enjoy part 2 and make sure that you stay tuned for more episodes, more quotes, more messages. It's my pleasure to serve you all today. Thanks for listening to Problems of a Teenager Podcast.